All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Fairly Lame podcast. As always, my name is Dom, and this is your home of good environmental news from all over the world. This is episode 82. Hopefully, everyone is having an amazing day. And to make it that little bit better, you guys know the routine by now. Sit back, relax, light up a candle, grab yourself a tea, a coffee, and yeah, just settle in to enjoy this week's dose of good environmental news. And as always, for a super quick rundown of the stories that we'll be having a look at this week, we'll start off learning about the work of Hong Kong's ghost net hunter, then a classroom in the canopy of the Amazon where kids are learning about deforestation, the lady who's saving 40 million tons of flowers and turning them into incense sticks and dyes, and we'll finish up learning about the importance of the mighty sea cucumber. So to get straight into it, like I said, our first story is about Hong Kong's self-proclaimed ghost net hunter who has dedicated his retirement to hunting down abandoned fishing gear. So Harry Chan is a 68-year-old scuba diver who has spent the last 10 years removing things called ghost nets, which are old fishing nets that have been left in the ocean because they may have gotten snagged on a reef, were swept away during storms, or were intentionally sunk to hide evidence of illegal fishing. And every year around the world, 640,000 tons of this fishing gear is discarded into the ocean, killing an estimated 136,000 whales and seals and countless more birds and fish. So to remove these nets, which can be over 1 mile long, Harry and his team of volunteers dive down and first begin by freeing any trapped marine life and then cutting all of the net loose and using floats to lift it to the surface. Depending on the size of the ghost net and what it's tangled around, it can take as long as 8 hours to free it, and the grueling work is also extremely dangerous, as Harry said that he's almost died multiple times from getting himself tangled in the nets. On top of the incredible work Harry is doing, also in Hong Kong, the World Wildlife Fund has started a ghost gear detective program where they provide recreational divers floating GPSs to attach to any nets that they find, so the World Wildlife Fund can then go and safely remove them. In total, Harry estimates that his team have collected over 80 tons of ghost nets as well as heaps more ocean plastic during their beach cleanups, and here are some words from the man himself and one of his team members.
I just want to do something as a human being to fight this issue. One day, we will not be here, but the ocean will be here forever.
I feel so happy when I remove the net. You see something you love is sick, and then you really want to help, you know, you really want to help and save it. So this is why me and Harry keep doing this, because we keep saving the things you love.
It's difficult. Exhausting. Tiring. Almost to a point that I want to give up completely. But I will not give up. No matter how hard, how much time, how much effort, how much money I put into it, I hate and I love the ghost net. Why? Because it's part of my life now. I spend more time with the ghost net than with my wife. That's why she hates me for that. But be honestly, there's only so much I can do. So I really hope more young people will carry on what I'm doing. The next generation of young people will be the one doing the job.
So now moving on to the next story that I've got for you guys, which is about a treehouse in the Amazon where local indigenous kids are being taught how to combat deforestation. So this initiative was launched when the founders learned that in this part of the Amazon, most of the local kids are removed from schools when they're as young as 11 years old to go work in illegal mining or logging operations and earn money for their family. And to zoom out a little bit, in total, it's estimated that 20% of the Amazon has already been cleared for things like logging, agriculture, and gold mining is also having a massive impact, both by encouraging more deforestation, but also by contaminating crucial waterways with mercury. The treetop school is made out of sustainably sourced wood, is fully solar powered, has places for people to sleep, and because it's 100 feet up in the canopy, it even has access to high-speed internet. So in the treehouse, the kids participate in both in-person and online classes to learn about the impact of deforestation in relation to global warming, as well as new ways that they can use and protect their land to earn better wages while supporting a healthy ecosystem. And then beyond the classroom, the students are involved in things like revegetation programs, tracking and monitoring wildlife, and they even help local authorities to detect illegal activities before it's too late. And you might not believe it, but you can even stay in one of the rooms with all of the money going back to the program. Now, the next story on this week's episode comes from India, where an incredible lady and her team are saving 40 tons of flowers from being dumped into rivers by turning them into dyes and incense sticks. So across India, millions of Hindu worshippers start each day by offering flowers as part of a religious ritual. However, because after the ceremony they are then considered sacred, the flowers can't be thrown out and instead are dumped into rivers. And that might not sound all that bad because they are just flowers. However, dropping tons of things that have been sprayed with pesticides and fertilizers into these rivers every day is really harmful for the waterways and can lead to things like oxygen dead zones. So for a more sustainable way to get rid of them, Rupa Trivedi and her team collects them from the temples and starts by sorting them by colour and removing the petals, with the rest of the flowers set aside to be turned into compost, which is sold to local farmers. To make the incense, the petals are then ground up into a powder and mixed with water and essential oils before being wrapped around the sticks and packaged up to be sold at local markets. Or to use them as dye, the petals are hand-placed across fabric to create the desired design, then the sheet is folded up and put into a steamer to transfer the pigment onto the fabric, which is then manufactured into different items of clothing. And if all that wasn't enough, they've even started their own research laboratory to explore the potential of turning the flowers into things like vegan leather, as well as a plant-based alternative to styrofoam. And finally, the last story that I wanted to share with you guys today is about the recent discovery that sea cucumbers have been acting as the janitors of coral reefs and play a crucial role in combating coral diseases. So it's estimated that on a single coral reef, a healthy population of sea cucumbers can clean as much as 70,000 tons of sand every year, and in doing so, they do the super important job of keeping the levels of potentially harmful bacteria in check. As the warming oceans are putting corals under more and more stress, that bacteria can cause huge problems, as any corals that survive the event will be even more susceptible to the disease, and if there's enough of it, it can pretty much eliminate any regrowth. And so this was discovered when a team was replanting corals in Tahiti and decided to remove sea cucumbers from a section as they thought that they might harm the young colonies. However, it turns out that there was 15 times more coral deaths in the area where sea cucumbers were removed. Unfortunately, in a lot of areas around the world, sea cucumbers have been pretty severely overharvested for consumption. However, it's now known that these little underwater vacuum cleaners play a crucial role in keeping coral reefs healthy and need to be protected. And so it is only right that the world's first sea cucumber conservation reserve has formally opened in India, which protects a total of 169,000 acres of coral reefs. So guys, that will do us for this week's episode of the Fairly Lame podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed those stories and they gave you a bit more hope for this planet of ours. As always, make sure to let me know your thoughts down below and keep sending through any good environmental news that you guys are coming across. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Have a great rest of the day and we'll talk to you guys then. See ya.